Now you must attend to the commencement of this story, for when we get to the end of it, we shall know more than we do now about a very wicked hobgoblin. He was one of the very worst, for he was a real demon. One day, when he was in a mischievous mood, he made a looking glass which had the power of making everything good or beautiful that was reflected in it almost shrink to nothing, while everything that was worthless and bad looked increased in size and worse than ever. The most loveliest landscapes appeared like boiled spinach, and the people became hideous and looked as if they stood on their heads and had no bodies. And their countenances were so distorted that no one could recognize them, and even one freckle on the face appeared to spread over the whole of the nose and mouth. The demon said this was very amusing. When a good or pious thought passed through the mind of anyone, it was misrepresented in the glass. And how that demon laughed at his cunning invention. He thought he was clever. And all who went to the demon school, for he kept a school, you know, talked everywhere of the wonders they had seen, and declared that people could now, for the first time, see what the world and mankind was really like. So they carried the glass about everywhere, till at last there was not a land nor a people who had not been looked at through this distorted mirror. And they wanted even to fly with it up to heaven to see the angels. But the higher they flew, the more slippery the glass became, and they could scarcely hold on to it, until at last, it slipped from their hands and fell to the earth and was broken into millions of pieces. But now the looking glass caused more unhappiness than ever, for some of the fragments were not so large as a grain of sand, and they flew about the world into every country. When one of these tiny atoms flew into a person's eye, it stuck there unknown to him. And from that moment, he saw everything through a distorted medium, or could see only the worst side of what he looked at. For even the smallest fragment retained the same power which had belonged to the whole mirror. Some few persons even got a fragment of the looking glass into their hearts, and this was a very terrible thing, for their hearts became cold like a lump of ice. A few of the pieces were so large that they could be used as a window pane. It would have been a sad thing to look at our friends through them. Other pieces were made into spectacles. This was dreadful for those who wore them, for they could see nothing either rightly or justly. Well, at all this, the wicked demon laughed till his sides shook. Mwah! It tickled him so to see this mischief that he had done. There were still a number of these little fragments of glass floating about in the air, and now you shall hear what happened with one of them.